Tim Jackman was a star player for the Minnesota State Mavericks D1 hockey program in the early part of the century. He departed for the pros after just two seasons in Mankato with the Columbus Blue Jackets as their second-round draft pick. Hello, everyone. This is Sports Ad Commentary. My name's Greg Stewart. Thank you for joining me. And thanks for your support of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Those tax-deductible contributions help to sponsor the show. And you can always find out more at WWIB.com. Tim Jackman played almost 500 games of pro hockey before retiring in 2016. And he joins me again from Alexandria, Minnesota, where he's coaching at the eye-popping North Star Academy. So last time, Tim, we talked about current stuff in the NHL and your experiences in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Let's pick up your story there. Let's reel it back for a few minutes and find out how you got into this sport and the journey for you. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so I grew up in I was born in North Dakota. Then my daddy worked for the railroad. He got transferred to Grand Forks, North Dakota, from Minot. Then he got transferred to Minneapolis. And all along the way, I was playing hockey, and I kind of started to excel at it. And when I got to high school, Minnesota high school hockey is pretty big. And I had a dad say, "Man, I think someday you're going to be up for Mr. Hockey," which is like they give that award to the best high school hockey player in the state of Minnesota. I was kind of taken back. I didn't realize that I was that talented, but it was pretty neat, encouraging words from a dad. And a couple years later, I was up for Mr. Hockey, and then I got a scholarship to Minnesota State, Mankato, and went straight to there. I played in the USHL my senior season of high school. I played in the USHL, then I went straight to college. And while I was at college, I got drafted in the second round by the Columbus Blue Jackets. And after my second year of college, they offered me a contract, a three-year contract, and I signed with Columbus, and I started my pro career, which for me, if I talk about my faith story, I was an immature young man. I really was living in the world and living in the hockey world, so I wasn't really prepared for the professional hockey life. But I went, I was in it, and away I went to Syracuse. I went to Columbus for training camp and played in the American League quite a bit, and I couldn't figure out what I needed to do. Actually, a big part of my game, I'm 6'3". I could skate really well, and I was fearless. I played really aggressive and wasn't afraid to go in the corners, wasn't afraid to go to the net, those kind of things. And back then in hockey, there was a lot of fighting, and they wanted me to fight in Columbus. They wanted me to be, an energy guy with skill, but had that ability that if something happened, I could drop my gloves. And it was something that, coming from Minnesota, coming from college, I mean, there's no fighting in high school. There's no fighting in college hockey. And I've been in two fights in junior. If that, didn't do very good. Then I got to Columbus. I was scared. I didn't really want to fight. I didn't know how to fight. And now I'm playing against these big Canadians and these guys from all over the world that are men. I was 20 years old, and these guys are 30 years old and been playing hockey for a lot longer than me and a lot stronger. And it just took me some time, and I didn't want to do it. And it took me a while. And after, I got called up to the NHL, I get sent down back to the American League, which is the minors. I get called up, I get sent down, and, finally I get traded from Columbus. They just kind of thought a fresh start for me, give me a restart would help me and help their program. So I get traded to San Antonio, Phoenix, which is their NHL team, and I get traded there. And while I'm there, it just kind of finally clicked in me, like, if I'm going to make it, the only way I'm going to make it is if I really start to fight, if I really find a way to separate myself from other hockey players. So I ended up, that's what I did. No matter what, I was fighting all the time. I was still a hockey player, but I just added that tool to my tool belt, basically. And so which separated me. If there was a guy that played similar to me, but he wasn't willing to do that, that made me more valuable. And what happened was I ended up getting called up to the NHL. Then I got traded again. And I just kept working on my game over the summer and kept training and becoming better and adding all those skills to my game. And eventually I got called up to the NHL and I stuck in the NHL with the New York Islanders and got to play 2 years with the Islanders. And then I signed a 2-year contract with Calgary Flames, which was a great time in my life because it was my first time I really felt I was an NHL player now. They really wanted me. I went on to Calgary, had an amazing year. And while I was playing in Calgary, I was fighting, I was scoring, I was doing all the things, playing in Canada, which is an amazing experience. Hockey's their sport, and they loved it, and I was fitting in great. I was doing everything I was supposed to do. But away from the rink, I was really, living in the world, really insecure, really struggling to, wanting people to like me, doing all these things that I thought I needed to do to fit in the hockey world. And eventually I just got tired. I was just exhausted. I couldn't do it anymore. I was tired of fighting all the time. I remember I got punched in the face. My nose was on the other side of my face when I went into the locker room. And I remember Chuck throwing my gloves and my helmet. And I'm like, I'm done. What am I doing? This is such a stupid sport. And my nose is on the other side of my face. And I just didn't know what I was doing. And I got tired of it, really.
Sure. All right, Tim, I need to interrupt here because we're running out of time for today's show. So let me ask you to come back and we'll pick up the story where we left off. There was still more, one more stop in the NHL for you in Anaheim. And we'll get to that story next time here on Sports and Commentary. Tim Jackman, 38 years of age, longtime veteran of the National Hockey League. Thank you for joining me again. God bless you. We'll get you on the air very soon again.
Okay. Thanks, Rick.